one Saturday morning, I was in Toadall's Vet, which was adjacent to Roanoke, and I heard some cutting down of trees, and I was a bit perplexed. So I went to investigate, and I came across a company that's on the Euroway trading estate, it's adjacent to Toadall's Vet, and they were cutting down trees on their own land, So I went to see the workers who were cutting the trees down, very nice. So I went and politely spoke to them and said that it was nesting time. Did they realise what they was doing, you know? Anyway, I got them on board and they went away. And next thing, the owner of the company, Tiffin Sandwiches, came out to speak to me. So again, very politely, I explained what the position was and he shouldn't be cutting the trees down in this. He apologised and said that he didn't know anything about cutting trees down in nesting time. Believe that or you believe it not, that's up to you. But anyway, cut long story short, I saw an opportunity there because the guy apologised and said, right, you know, we don't know anything about that. You know, virtually, would I like to work voluntary on the side of them? So to cut a long story short, again, he's building a new factory, part of an extension. So I thought there's an opportunity here. So I asked him about creating a wildlife garden around the perimeter of his thing, which would benefit the people, the workers, as well as himself. Anyway, that was it. Anyway, he took my email address, and lo and behold, a few weeks later, I was called in, or asked to call in, and I had a meeting in the boardroom with them, all these fancy people, and I drew some plans for them for a wildlife garden now. So we left on good terms, obviously, I got in our group that we needed funds, etc. So I'll just drop that one in. Anyway, a little bit later on, about 2 or 3 months later, I'm looking at the Telegraph and Argus, the local press, and I see Tiffin Sandwiches purchase a pond which is adjacent to their site, which is part of Toadall's Vet, for £75,000. And I thought, I don't believe this. So I rang, I had a contact there, one of the managers there, and I asked him what he's doing. He said, oh, yeah, we're going to turn it into a nature area. We're going to build a factory and then we're going to turn it into a nature area. And I was astounded by this and blah, blah, blah. So I asked him, and I contacted Natural England because of this biodiversity net gain issue, which I won't go too much in. So they've then contacted Tiffin Sandwiches now, and they've formed a partnership now. So, but they're technically now the building first. So at least that pond now, the big pond now, which is part of Toadall's Vet, is now secure and safe. So what began as a potential conflict, which I could have gone in, you know, blah blah blah, has become a long-term collaboration now, rooted in local knowledge, respect, and shared responsibilities for biodiversity and his company. And I'm talking about the otter. I had a sighting of an otter, which is a very rare animal in Toadall's Vet, in that pond. So I immediately contacted Tiffin's and I got an immediate reply back, what can we do, right? Which was brilliant, you know. So the answer was nothing, just leave things alone until we can find out. I think the otter's just passing through on a regular basis throughout the winter. So that's that. So